The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Block EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
BX, stand up. EOTM. Like that? Word up. No, I do voiceovers too. Yo. Word up. Get it in. EOTM. Destined for greatness.
What? Check it out.
Make no mistake, piranhas the chew. It's time to step up, get on the move. We're entrepreneurs.
Talking about
Carla B, Sweet T, Mocha D. They focus, G, like a lady's supposed to be. 9 to 10, Monday to Thursday. You get sacked in the first play, in the worst way. Oh, and don't forget Sunday too.
Nah.
Myroglyphics hooks your scattered dreams. Romulus a boss with the lock on books and magazines. For clear advice, Taylor Price. Most people think like she do, but they ain't there as nice.
Nope.
These divas are sassy, built for how and whatever it takes to do. Teach you how to flip a mortgage, yo, that's motivational. No vision and people perish. Blog talk radio, controlling a deeper fetish. The mission? To create a system supportive to network. Like when Bam Bada first met Herc. Life is not frightening when you empowered to do the right thing. We encourage your enlightening. Career voices help you guap it up and live lively. New York, ATL, Chi-Town, and the IE. So sit back, relax, and come on board with the best.
Let's ride.
Sincerely yours in success. Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it is.
Caller B, what up? Entrepreneurs on the move.
On the move. On the move.
Yeah. It is what it is, y'all.
It is, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Your man Farron.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Yo.
You are my Hey, everybody. Oh. Welcome to the Queens of Internet Radio. Sorry, I was just so in tune with the music.
Yes. Yes, that's just sound like. That is so warm and soft. It just sounds like a day you at home with your man. It's raining, and you hear that music, that soft voice. You just look into his eyes. You hear her voice.
Oh,
it just, I love it.
Exactly. I was just sitting here thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'm sitting here listening to the song, and I'm listening to, whenever I listen to music anyway, I always try to listen to the words first, but it was like I couldn't even get to the words because I was just sitting there listening to the music, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like what a nice song. And that's what I was just thinking about, is just sitting at home, you know, one of them days when you need to relax, you got your peppermint tea,
yeah,
sitting outside,
yes,
somewhere, and you know how you just need something so
mellow. I don't know about tea for me. I think I'd be over here with some wine.
too funny. This is your girl, Ronnie, a.k.a. the First Lady of GPT, and I have my girl with me, the Sassy Sassy B, the Sweet Tea, and we are holding down the MySpace edition on Tuesday with the hip-hop, the R&B. We covering some of everything today. We got a full show, and I can't even, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about, I was talking to one of my friends earlier, and he told me that I need to make him a regular because he calls in all the time on the show now with his lovely guests, and I'm just like, if he keep calling with all these lovely guests, we're gonna add him as a host and have him just sit in so that way he can keep bringing us guests. So for everyone who don't know what I'm talking about, we have with us again, we have Mike, a.k.a. my twin from Street Syndicate Music Group, and he brought along his very wonderful, wonderful artist, Jalea, that you just heard singing her song, Destiny. Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the Queens of Internet Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
Boop, boop. Mike, we don't even want to talk to you right now. It's all about her. You,
right.
All of our listeners. You're the Gemini coming out, right?
Yeah. You got the voice. You have the voice to make someone have kids. You know, back in the days, they used to say, oh, man, the oldies, man, back in the days, a lot of people was having kids back then, those oldies would do it to you. You have a voice that you would get somebody knocked up, girl.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Don't worry. We will not give Sweet Tea that song. Don't worry. We will not. I don't want her blaming you for when she got more babies.
I'm fixed. I can't handle it. No more.
Where there's a way, where there's a will, there's a way. Always remember
that.
Well,
she got the voice for the people who don't have any.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, and you know, and then we'll get into the song. Tell us how you got started, you know, who inspired you. Give us a little feedback on you.
Basically, I started singing at the age of 6, especially under my mother's guidance, something that, you know, she started me out with. Probably by the age of 4, I remember she was telling me the story. She said, I told your father, I was like, I heard you singing in the car, and she said, I knew you had a voice, and she just wanted to push me and, you know, develop the talent and stuff. And so from there, she started me out with a management company, Linda Townsend Management, she's now based out of D.C., I believe. And it started from there. I started doing a little bit of acting. I dabbled in that and print work. But really, my true passion was music all along. So got hooked up with a, you know, vocal instructor for a couple of years, classically trained, and then also starting out on the piano at the age of 6, also being classically trained. And then by 16, you know, my love for music, it just grew, and I really got into songwriting. And that's my true passion, is songwriting, especially on the piano. And it just went from there, and a lot of the oldies but goodies, you know, I used to listen to Stevie Wonder, Minnie Riperton, the list goes on. Mariah Carey, actually, I remember, you know, just being a big fan of her.
All babies.
Yeah. So that's how it started. And Basically, in college, I hooked up with a hip-hop group known as Lyrical Spirits, LS, and became their female vocalist. So that was a lot of fun, just, you know, touring around locally with them. And but then, you know, from there, I branched off, and I just realized, you know, this is something I wanted to do as a solo artist. So that's where I'm at now. Pretty much about 2 years ago, I started delving into my own music and really focusing more on that. So...
Okay, okay. Well, you definitely have a very, very, very nice, you know, voice. I ain't with Sweet Tea, you know. I ain't trying to make no babies. I love the voice.
The ones who don't have any kids out there, who never probably didn't want to have any kids, listening to her voice is just a matter of what people used to say back in the day. Al Green and all them, they made them have kids. Because
that baby making music.
Right. So her voice, you know, I'm not saying I want any more, but she got the voice for people who don't have none. Why don't I have probably 10? No, let me quit.
Listen to her.
It's
a mess.
Look, put on her CD. Put on her CD. Baby, this is the third baby we had. Come on,
oh,
man. Tell me, listen to her. I get pregnant. Oh, go
ahead. That's the type of music I love. You know, I love music that'll make you feel, you know, and that's what I hope I do, you know. I hope that's the type of music.
Yeah.
That,
now, that's real music right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's nice. Tell me, so I know you said you had some vocal training that you had done, mm-hmm. and you were playing. You did learn how to play the piano, correct?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And is that you playing in the song?
Yeah.
In Destiny?
That's all me. That's I wrote the song, the musical composition too.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So tell us who is Destiny?
Who is Destiny?
Mm-hmm. Actually,
you
know, we gotta know now. Who is
that? Oh, I know. I wish I had, you know, I wish I had some dirt to tell you on that song. But
imagination going wild. No, let me
see. I know, right?
Honestly, I think when I write, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, I know you're writing about somebody." You know, the love songs that you put out, I know you're writing about somebody. But really, what I love to do when I write is put myself in other people's shoes. You know,
right. Right.
And I think that's fun in it, you know. And that I think basically that song really was just me thinking about what it would be like, you know, to meet that one mm-hmm. person that you just want to give your all to and you want to grow with and you consider them your destiny. You know, that's fate that brought you two together. So,
right.
I can't speak for actually having met that person yet, but but. That's something, you know.
But you
I think
know it's
going to
happen.
Yeah. I think a lot of women hope for, you know, or even men hope for that. So that's really what that's speaking about in that song.
So basically your songs be based on life, what people, reality.
Right.
What people really go, not no fantasy, like, you know, I don't want to name no names of music, but you speak on life, like Mary J. I always talk about Mary because I love me some Mary J.
Oh, yeah. I love
like
her.
Mary J., she speak on life.
Right.
Like she said, you figure it out.
Right.
That's right.
That, that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's up to you to think, oh, I mean, is she speaking about herself or is she speaking about people?
Life.
You know, life.
Like she's right. Like she said in her CD, everybody go through it. Life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. That's true. And I think, you know, that's what makes her a great songwriter and, you know, singer and performer is because, you know, She can put herself in other people's shoes, you know, and
right.
She can speak on what other people go through, and
sure
that's why a lot of people can relate, you know. So
every time I hear her CD, I'll be like, go on here, Mary. Shut up, Mary.
I know. I was just dancing to her one song in the car. What's that song, the upbeat song?
Just Fine?
Yeah, Just Fine. Yeah. I love that
okay.
song.
Okay. Like, go on here, Mary. Go on here, girl. Shit, my kids be looking at me like, what?
Right.
Shut up, Mary.
But it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Right. And that's
really
my
does.
Whole point. That's my whole point about you, the song that I heard. It makes people want to have kids because
oh,
it makes them feel good.
That was my intention, though, I swear.
But now you got that soft, warm voice. You know,
oh.
I'm giving you props. Take it
Thank
and
you
run with
much.
It, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm real. As they call me Sassy, Sassy Sweet Tea. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm real stubborn and picky. So I'm loving that one.
Thank you very much.
So tell me this. When you do write and people, you know, when you do put yourself in other people's shoes, per se, how do you, like with your friends and your peers, you know, when they hear your music, does it make them want to come to you and on, like, you know, relationship advice, or come to you and say, how should I deal with this? Or is your music something that they listen to, you know, like Mary J., you know, to get them through things that they may be going through?
It's so funny that you say that, because Mike would say firsthand, he's like, why do you have a line of people at my, because I work with him, why do you have a line of people at your desk, you know, coming to you with the relationship issues? But that's something I just love. I love listening to people through their, working out, helping them work out their problems and stuff like that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the music necessarily, or, you know, just being a good listener, you know, and communicating effectively. And but I think the music itself, I mean, I hope, you know, people can relate to it. I've heard, you know, some feedback, especially like on Destiny or Set Your Soul Free, relate to that song, and that makes me feel good. But I mean, I think that was like, you know, back to what we were talking about, being able to put yourself in other people's shoes. Because I think in music, and I hope in my songs, but I know, you know, other people's music, it's just nice to hear that, you know, this person is talking about something I've been through. And yeah, I mean, I've heard some friends say, oh, yeah, you know, I know what you're talking about there, you know, whatever. But I can say that they do come to me personally, and they're like, you know, well, what do you think about this? Or, you know, my boyfriend and I, we're going through this and that or whatever. But I think it's just, you know, like I said, just being a good listener. I think, you know, that's important. And people will come to you, you know.
Right.
When you're able to be there and just listen, so.
Right, and then I think it does help, you know, when you do put yourself in, you know, someone else's shoes, and then you can write about it, and then it sounds so, you know, peaceful, and it sounds like, okay, there's hope.
Right.
You know, like when you hear a song talking about, you know, finding your destiny, and you know, destiny doesn't necessarily have to be a man or a woman. Your destiny could be your career. It could be, you know, it could be so many different things. And I think that, you know, when people hear that, and then it is something that is very uplifting and is, you know, very powerful, it makes them be like, okay, she's got to know what she's talking about, so I'm going to go and ask her. You know, because I know I have a friend like that. I have a friend that, you know, is very good when it comes to writing and is very good with putting stuff together. And I know that if I need to talk to her about something like that, she's the best person in the world to talk to. Because, and I call her Martha Stewart, because she can put anything together. Like, she could take a little bathroom and you would never know. I always tell her she needs to be on one of those little shows where they're fixing up houses.
Right.
Because that's her. You could put her in somewhere, and you would leave your house, and you come back, and you wouldn't even know it's the same spot.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, because she just, that's just how she, and she do the same, she tries to do the same thing, you know, when it comes to her friends and talking to her friends, you know, she tries to take them out of a different place and then put them in another place. And, you know, sometimes that's very relaxing for some people, because it takes them out of what they're really dealing with, and it puts them, like, on a fantasy. And then it's like, it gives them a little bit of hope to be like, okay, I can get through this, you know.
Right.
And for a lot of people, it is, you know, different artists. You know, like Mary J. is a good one, because when you look at her life, all of her songs, you know, they were about her life. They were real. You know, it wasn't something that she just wrote about. It was stuff that really did happen to her. And it's like, okay, if Mary can do it, I can do it too. Now, you got to be strong, you know, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen. And, you know, that's always good. I mean, I love to hear people who, you know, when they are doing music or they're doing something that they love, it's something that they really are passionate about, because then that's when you know it's really heartfelt, you know?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think there's no sense in me doing it, you know, unless there's a passion there, you know, and I just hope that it will reach audiences, you know, like you said, because I love to do it, you know, just like an artist. You know, you look at a painting or whatever, that's their passion. And some people can get emotion from it and stuff. And that's the same thing I want to do with music, and I think you touched on a good thing, you know, just listening to people's experiences and stuff like that. I think probably has affected my ability to write, and I think I never actually even thought about that. So that's a cool point that you brought up, you know. So just being able to step in other people's shoes and stuff, I think that's very important as a songwriter.
Cause girl, if I could sing, honey, I would have told save everybody. None who quit. All the stuff I got to say. If I could sing, honey,
I know it. I could write a book too. I could write a bestseller.
I would have went platinum.
Be giving Mary Jane a run for her money, huh?
Okay. Mary Jane, be kicked out the box. No, so I got on my mind. Well, fortunately, everybody's not blessed like you. So I guess it wasn't meant for me to let things off my chest.
No, but I mean, you guys are doing a wonderful thing. Just in, you know what you're doing right now. This show that you have, you know, you guys reach a lot of people, and it's through your ability, your great communicator. You know, your ability to communicate.
Girl, I'm talking about hitting the high note. And I,
always love you.
Oh, let me quit. Sing, you sing. That's why I ain't singing. I keep my day job.
Oh, you see what I have to deal with, this girl. This is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she was set out in a song, in a Whitney Houston song, too, at that.
You know, Whitney Houston, she was good, too, though. Too. She, let me be quiet now.
Oh,
I said, yeah, what story? Let me be quiet.
I'm going to get some angry mail.
Let me go ahead and shut up on Whitney. Okay.
That is a mess. That is a mess. So what's next for you? Like, I know we're going to play another one of your songs in a second, but when is, how far are you with the album? You know, where are you performing? You know, where are you located? What's all with that?
Well, right now I'm located in Laurel, Maryland. I live in Laurel. And I've performed locally a lot more in Baltimore than I have in D.C. area.
Okay.
Five Seasons, I just was recently there last month, actually. Let's see, Audubon, Fletcher's, I performed at Millennium. Just, you know, a bunch of local venues.
Okay.
I hope to step up from there eventually, but, you know, it's good to just get the practice and the work in the beginning before, you know, you move on to bigger things. But next week I'm heading out to L.A., so that's going to be a big step.
Okay, woo-woo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sure miss L.A.
Oh, my God. I loved it when I was out there. I was out there last summer. And I kept telling myself, I was like, I would love to move out here.
Yeah, I wanted to move there too myself. I went and stayed in Beverly Hills for a week and got spoiled.
Oh,
wow.
I bet.
I stayed out there for 27 years.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
So you're from California?
I'm born in Chicago, left Chicago. I was 12, raised in Cali for 27 years.
Wow.
So I've been out here in Georgia for 6 years, so I miss Cali, too.
Oh. So do you want to go back?
I go back to visit. You know, it's like my home now. I know everything, and the people get on my nerves. You got to story. So I read a visit and then come home to my peaceful house.
Oh, well, that's good. I have family there. Half my family's on the East Coast. The other, a lot of my dad's family's over there. So I'll be out there for probably a good month or so, and then figure out from there if that's where I want to stay or what. So
okay,
we'll see what happens.
So let me talk to my twin for a second, because you know I always gotta tease him, because you know he's always working with a bunch of women, Gemini and him.
you want to hear from me now? That's what it is, twin. You want to hear from me now?
Yeah. We got about 4 minutes for you. We got
4 minutes for you. You heard what you're saying?
Just shut me down to the end. I hear you. All right, okay. That's what's up.
You the one said that we got to make you a guest. We got to put you on, you know, we got to just add you to the roster.
Oh, like a sidekick, like, you know, Tony the Cuban cigar smoker or something.
So tell me, what is it, you know, how's it like, you know, with Jalea and, you know, because you do work with a lot of, you know, female groups and, you know, sometimes, you know, females can be a little bit easier to work with than males and then they may not be, but you can tell us, you know, how that is. And then I just heard that you guys work together, so I'm pretty sure that means she got the upper hand. Because now you know you can't be hiding, you can't be looking for the phone calls.
You see, people like you.
Wow.
It's the twisted.
Wow.
See.
Wow. No, but
like
I mean that's.
You wind up adding stuff in. Go ahead, see. He on the phone. That's true. He on one story.
No, Twin, but that's a good point. I mean, actually, the way Jale came to me was at work, and some people around the job told me that she can sing, and I was interested in hearing her sing, and I guess it made it a lot easier, the fact that we did work together. I mean, as you can tell, her voice it's remarkable. She has a very angelic voice, and just like Sweet Tea was saying, she has that voice that, you know, on a weekend during the day or at night or something, just sit back and, you know, in the bathroom with some candles and a glass of wine and just want to put her on and just listen to her. Because it's phenomenal, man. Hey, Sweet Tea, you had to run on the money, man. But, that's it, man. I mean, not only that, though, but as you also heard earlier there, she plays the piano, you know, better than I've heard a lot of people play. Been playing for a long time, which is at an advantage for her as an artist. And she's fantastic. She's very driven, very focused. She knows what she wants in life. And like I told with the other artists that we had on here, man, it makes it that much easier to manage. And as far as it, you know, as far as females managing females, I mean you have your good and bad in everybody, man. It's, you know, and you know, I don't just manage females, Twin. I do actually I do have an R&B guy group that, you know, that I'm developing now as well, I'm letting you know that, so, you know.
Okay, all right, I'm just saying, you know, They don't have you light no candle. No,
I guess that depends who you are. I mean, it depends. She's as you can tell, man, she's a very intelligent girl. She knows exactly what she wants in music, and she's an absolute dream to manage this. You know, she's very focused, which is hard because a lot of artists these days are focused, and you got to snap them back into reality, but it's very easy with her because, you know, there's no need to do that.
Right.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, yeah.
He's been a pleasure to work with too. I mean, in the short time that I've known him, you know, he's very driven as well. And I mean, he's been on top of things and, you know, telling me, you got to be here, you got to do this, I got to show here, you know, and stuff. And so that's what I want to see in a manager. And,
right. So, motivation.
Yeah, motivation.
Oh, go twin.
Oh, this is a real this is a Hallmark moment, guys. I don't know.
Oh, you so silly.
I think I'm gonna write a card after this.
Hey, now she got a voice. He's trying to get paid. You know, she's
working
with.
There you go.
Yeah, he gave him a trophy.
Y'all are crazy.
Okay.
What I wanna do real quick is go ahead and give out your MySpace and your email and your website or anything like that, so people can, you know, keep in contact with you and follow up with you on the things that you're gonna be doing. And then we're going to close out the show because we've got about 2 minutes left, and we're going to close out the show with your other single, So Ready. So go ahead and give out your info.
Okay. You can reach me at www.myspace.com/Jalleh, Jalleh 01. And there you'll probably hear about 4 or 5 of my songs on there and a little clip of the most recent performance that I did at Five Seasons. So, and email, if you want to get hit me up at email, jalleh01@yahoo.com.
All right, guys, what's up? Well, again, Twin, thank you so much for, you know, stopping by and bringing us your talent as always. We so much appreciate it. And, you know, definitely
my
keep
pleasure.
Me in the loop of, you know, everything that's going on. And, you know, you guys are welcome back at any time, anytime.
So much. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate
no
it.
Problem, no problem. Much success to you too.
Thank you.
You too. We're gonna close out with your single "So Ready," and then we want to ask our guests to definitely stay there because when we come right back after this song, we're gonna be joined by the French ambassador, Mr. Dynamax. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Baby, I've been wanting this a long time. I've been patiently.
Welcome back to the Queens of Internet Radio. This is your girl, Ronnie, a.k.a. the First Lady of GPT. And we are, you just heard "So Ready" by the wonderful and talented Jalleh. And we just had her on the show, and we are so delighted that she was here. And now we are very excited because we have another guest with us, and this is the first time for us to be back-to-back like this, but we have another guest with us tonight. We have Mr. Dynamax on the line with us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How you feel?
I'm good. Thank you. No problem. Thank you for accepting. I know you are, you know, doing a lot of things while you're here, and that's why I was working so hard to try and get you on before you got out and left us. So I'm thank you
no
for,
problem.
You know, coming in. That's what's up. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I was introduced to the road manager of Monte Cristo. No, excuse me. I'm messing that up. The road manager of George Clinton, which is my man Monte Cristo. He's been representing George for many years over in France. And that's how I got my break. I met Monte in New York back in 93. And the godfather of the French hip-hop culture, D. Nasty, which was signed to Polydor. Yeah, we did a couple of tracks with him. I had me and my group as well do a featuring with him. And what happened was we had a chance to travel over to France, to Paris, to tour. So I kept in contact with these guys, you know, 95, 96, 97. I decided to go back overseas and continue doing projects with them. And then I had such a close contact with the French connection, Africa Bambaataa asked me to join the Zulu Nation to be an ambassador for him. You know, and I was inspired from, you know, working with so many people overseas that I decided to move over to Europe.
Okay.
And that's when the rest of the voyage just took off after that. The meeting, like, a lot of legendary people from the States over there, like Lord Jazz, these of the Lords Underground, which is like a big brother to me. Jamalski from Boogie Down Production also lives in Paris. There's a lot of us over there. And they're making records, a lot of projects. I had a 4-year contract with Universal over there for special projects and movie deals, commercials, etc. I've worked with Luc Besson, the producer of The Fifth Element, Kiss of the Dragon, The Professional. I know a lot of you familiar with that movie, those movies. And he had a movie called Yamikaze, and I did a trailer for that. Did the first hip hop commercial in France where I did a cover of Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On. So
okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot. It's a big story. And through a friend of mine, got in contact with me that's from New York based over there, hooked me up with the American Embassy, and I went into contact with them and speak with them, had a meeting with them, and, you know, they asked me, you know, on my name if I can travel and tour in Africa, do shows, et cetera. So, being the fact that I also teach hip-hop in classrooms, I have, like, 2 elementary schools I work with teaching hip-hop for kids that's, like, 9, 10 years old. I've been doing that for about 4 years. They were saying, well, we're really interested in having you come out and do concerts, but it's even greater that you could come out and do workshops with the kids, you know, and, you know, being your part of Zulu Nation and, you know, you're down with the founders of the culture, you know.
Right.
They gave me the title Hip Hop Cultural Specialist Ambassador for the U.S. Embassy in the division of the African Regional Service. That's one of their special departments they have. So I toured 8 countries in Africa recently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very nice. Very busy. Well, I wanna take a chance right now and let everyone hear one of your songs. So I'm gonna play Hey, and then we're gonna come right back, and then we're gonna chat with you for a little bit. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah, Dynamax. What the deal, Duke L? I need you to help me do something, baby. Let's drop it on him. Come on. Keep doing bad, hey, and it's time that we live, and it's time
outside, we all prisoners. Stay underground while I speak to my listeners. Pour libations and send reparations. Warfare on my mind, no more demonstrations. Get up, stand up, come on now, man up. And we ain't gonna stop you, get some of this land up. Ball your fist up and throw it up real high. This for my Mi and all the other prisoners. Inside, outside, my hoods and opera. Heal my people, but not with that size. Give us grief, stop them eyes that watch us. And you gon' need more than the marches and buses. Put them guns in our hands, things gon' change by the hundred. And tell New Orleans that them soldiers are coming. Matter of fact, let's go to trial, no more talk when we coming. Dynamax do it all, take it to trial for nothing.
Tell us about that song. Who I've heard that song like four times today. So just so you know, so I'm like, that's why I had to play that one. That was my favorite. So tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, it was really, that's the only song that I co-produced on the album with Fresh Producer 3-5, and it's featured. That's Do It All from the Lords of the Underground, the legendary Lords on that second verse.
Okay, you know. So what was it like working with the Lords of the Underground?
I love those guys. They're my family, man. You know, jazz. I'm like an uncle to his kids, and he's a big brother to me, you know. And it's been about 8 years on Lord Jazz and traveling, doing shows with them, and working with them. And now I'm a part of the. It's crazy. This really story I'm going to tell you is real short, but it's really crazy. But hip hop legend Donald D was like the right hand man of Ice-T in the beginning with the Rhyme Syndicate. Lives in Italy.
Okay.
Africa. The producer of the first two albums of Ice-T, the Son of Africa Bambaataa, is in Germany. And me and Donald connected, and we started a group called the Bronx Syndicate as a sequel to the Rhyme Syndicate that him and Ice built. Two days before I left to come to New York a couple of weeks ago, I got signed to Crown Records, which is A&R'd by Africa Islam.
Nice.
Under Gerald Bofitz, which plays for the Dallas – he played for the Dallas Mavericks. They're all based in Germany. So they took over my project now. So we're releasing my new album, Equilibrium, that has all these tracks on it. You know, Elder Sensei is on the album. Dead Prez, Stickman from Dead Prez is on the album. Equilibrium, it's about balance. And for me, it's on every level. It's on human level. It's on music level. It's about balance.
And you can't go wrong with that because we all need balance. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I'm just trying to do my part, basically. We, you know, after I saw many countries in Europe. I'm based in France. I got a residence. I have a 10-year resident card in France. You know, I legally, I'm there. I don't have to come home until the next 3 or 4 years if I don't want to. And that's a nice. It's a freedom.
It's
a freedom, you know. And I'm very thankful to Kuhurk and Bambaataa for creating this culture because I've done a lot with it. I've been able to help a lot of people with it. And, you know, I try to inspire brothers and sisters. Many people in America, get your passports and travel. You know, let's do more international projects. Let's make money on a global, more on a global level.
And you know, that's something that a lot of us that we don't do is that, you know, we don't travel. We can't say that we've gone to Africa or that we've been anywhere, you know, other than, you know, we've gone to the Caribbean or something like that. But to actually say that you've gone to where it all started, there are a lot of us out there, you know, who can't say that they've been able to do that, you know. And I think that is something that, you know, we should all try and do because I think that is very important to know how everything got started and, you know, what happens on, you know, on the outside based on just from where you live, but what happens everywhere else.
You said it. I mean, that's it. I mean, I started out going to Luanda, Angola. Then I went to Lagos, Abuja, and Nigeria. These are two cities inside of Nigeria. And
after I went to Lusaka, Zambia. Then I went to Niamey, Niger, which we say Niger. It's Niger because they speak French. They corrected me on that. And also I've been to Cape Verde. Cape Verde is an island. It's like out on the outside of Africa. It's a beautiful island. People, they speak Portuguese, just like in Angola. They speak Portuguese because they were colonized by Portugal, the country.
Okay.
And Africa is it's a beautiful continent. It's huge. You know, it's enormous. And, you know, it's weird. You know, you're in a truck or a car or whatever, and you stop because there are animals walking across the road. You just stop the car, and there are zebras running across the road.
Wow.
And there's somebody out there with the zebras, like, telling them what to do. Or they're just doing their life. And it's like, that's, you know, my hotel room, then there's goats outside the hotel room. They're just laying there, and then they get up at 6 o'clock, and they leave, and they go home. There's nobody telling them what to do. They do their life. It's
right,
another,
they're free.
It's another, yeah, it's deep. It's like, wow, you know, you get used to seeing life one way, but it's another way. They have cities. They have, you know, the concrete jungle over in Africa and the music scene. And a lot of stuff happening. But in Senegal, it's very interesting because Gori Island is the island that has all the proof that all the African-Americans in America, in North America, come from there. It's still there. All the proof is still there. It's really sad. It's really depressing. But it's a very important thing to see because a lot of people see Africans and Americans say, those Africans, you are them and they are you.
Right.
It really is true that we come from Africa, you know. And once I saw the proof of it, I was like, we got a lot of work to do, you know.
Right.
It's after 400 years of slavery, it's basically, you know, it's normal that we have to do some, you know, soul searching, you know, to find ourselves or whatever have you. In hip hop, I had to go there to teach hip hop, and I found myself going back there to teach them that we come from there, and that, you know, all music comes from there. We're the same people. We evolved, you know, on a whole nother level, you know. But it's a beautiful voyage, you know. Traveling is the key to opening your mind and freeing your mind, and you know, in a nutshell.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I know me, myself, I want to get the chance to go and visit Nigeria because I think that there are such, you know, a lot of different and beautiful different things.
It's like New York, you say New York, New York, but here we say Lagos. That's what the sister told me. They got a lot of energy in Nigeria. They have, it's like real New York energy there.
Yeah, it really is. You know, for me, because, you know, I don't have that in me at all, and I got a chance to go to, I want to say it was a Nigerian festival that they had did. It was, I guess, like their Independence Day that they had did in Atlanta, and I think this was like maybe, this was years ago. This was probably like in 2003 that they had did this big, like, international, like, weekend that they had did in Atlanta. And it was for a whole weekend. It was like everyone wore green and white, and it was like, you know, everyone had a Nigerian name, and it was like, you know, because of the I had a business partner who was Nigerian, and we were producing a lot of like pageants, and we were working with models, and you know, we did our first, you know, this Nigerian pageant that still is being done today. You know, the founder of that is based in California now. She was based before in D.C. and I got a chance to, you know, spend like 2 weeks with like 37 girls from every, you know, city in Nigeria, and to learn about what they do and how they make their clothes. And
amazing.
I wish I could tell you the name that they gave me because I could never pronounce it.
They gave me six names as well when I was there.
Exactly.
The first thing I did in the ceremony said, the first thing you lost when you left this continent was your name.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we want to give you tonight is your name back. And we give you to Kumbo, and everybody start laughing. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? You know, it's a funny name or something. And it was like, Tukumbo means a child born far from home.
Right.
Which was beautiful. And it was showing love. You know, that's why they were laughing. And they gave me Hassan Apo Apan. I don't know what the other names mean, but I remember Tukumbo because I was like, wow, that's heavy. You know.
Yeah,
and,
it's very nice.
I was with the officer Shirley Lindsay from the American Embassy I met the ambassador from there. Also, Shirley Lansby took care of Wesley Snipes when he was out there. You know, Wesley
right.
was out there right before my trip and trying mm-hmm. to help them to get their Nollywood started. You know, get a Nigerian Hollywood started out there, you know.
Right.
You know, so it's a beautiful
it's
thing.
Very, it's very, it really is. It really, I mean, they taught me so much within that week. That, you know, it was like I made lifelong friends, and it was just like, you know, I'm like, I cannot wait to go because now I need to go to each, you know, each one of those places that from the girl that I spoke to, so that way I can just be like, okay, I know this and I know that, and I think that it's just, it's something that we need to do, like you said, that, you know, I think we need to know about, and I think that, you know, it like, it can't hurt. It can only make us more knowledgeable, and I think that is something that is definitely.
It was a musical journey. But, you know, I was there, you know, with the embassy and stuff, you know, but it was like politics, business, culture. But for me personally, it was a spiritual mission, you know.
Right.
And I was really proud to go with the embassy over there because I was like, to be brought back by the establishment was, to me, like the ultimate apology. Like, yo, we sorry, you know, for what happened, what
exactly.
we did or whatever. And we're bringing you back and we're giving you the title ambassador. This is the way I would never dream that I would go back to Africa like that. And I was really proud that I had the chance to do so. You know,
that's nice. That is wonderful. So I know you're here and you're visiting, and I know you're leaving out tomorrow, which is why
yeah,
I was
flying out tomorrow.
I promised Elma that I wouldn't, you know, keep you long, but I definitely told her that, you know, I wanted to, you know, have a chance to talk to you and, you know, let our listeners know, you know, some of the wonderful things that you are doing. So I'm very, you know, I'm very happy that you were able to, you know, call in, and I'm glad that we have your music. I know I got 3 songs of yours. And they're
okay.
definitely, you know, we'll definitely keep them in our rotation because we do our music shows every Tuesday and Wednesday night here on the Queens of Internet Radio. So we will definitely,
so
you know,
out?
Have them in the mix. Coming out where?
Coming out to France. When you come over to Europe?
I don't know. I'm sure it's, you know, it'll be sometime soon. I don't know what all kind of travel plans I have in my future, but I plan to try and see some, you know, some different places. So. We'll definitely see
something. My door is open, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And definitely, you know, definitely keep the Queens of. Tell me, do you have a MySpace or a website that you can give out?
It's www.myspace.com/DynamaxEquilibrium.
Okay.
All together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, we definitely want, you know, the people to have, you know, in case they have any other questions about what you're doing or any other ways to get in contact with you, that they can
also
definitely hit you up.
My website is www.dj-mc-dynamax.com. You can contact me through there. You'll see everything. All the stuff I'm talking about is true. This trip to Africa, you got the U.S. Embassy's progress reports, stuff in Europe. We're on tour next month with the Syndicate, with Donald D and Africa Islam, we, you know, and the album should be releasing pretty soon, you know. So be on the lookout for us. We should be back, I think, in America. I think the 4th of July, we should be in Alabama, or we're going to be in Atlanta. You know, just keep stay up on me on the MySpace. Keep, you know, just check in with me, and you'll see. I'll post up the tour dates and stuff. But, yeah, looking forward to coming home. We got a lot of music. We got a lot of things jumping off. And thank you so much, Ronnie, for having me on your show.
No problem. Definitely keep us in, you know, in the loop because all of my partners are actually based in Atlanta, so they definitely would love to, you know, go out
wow,
and support you.
Awesome.
And yeah, I'm the only one that's in New York. My other 3 ladies that I host a show with are all in Atlanta, so that would definitely be, you know, lovely if they could come out and support you. So definitely we'll definitely stay in touch. And I mean, like I said, you know, when you have once the album do drop, do let us know, and you know, and send us the music because we'll definitely, you know, we'll keep it in rotation on our shows because I mean you can't get any better than, you know, when you have a source that can really get your stuff out there because I mean every bit helps. So definitely,
well, I mean,
you know, thank you for that.
The CD release on Crown Records is coming later, but the digital release is actually out. I already put it on. We have a digital server that's already out. Anybody wants to get the album now, or the digital heads out there that's got the iPod, just go straight to iTunes. Go to Rapsodo or go to Napster. And if you want vinyl for the DJs in New York or whatever, just check out Fat Beats, your favorite hip-hop record shop. I put I put a few lines there for people to go down and check out the Dead Prez track and the stuff with Donald D on it. For the purists that still like vinyl, they can go and get the vinyl from Fat Beats. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm going to get out of here now.
Well, you can't get any better than that. Well, again, thank you so much for, you know, stopping by, and we definitely will be in touch, and, you know, all the best to you and, you know, a safe flight home and, you know, much success to, you know, all of the things that you have coming your way. We definitely know that you are, you know, one positive brother who's going to be doing a lot of things. So we definitely know that we will have you back soon. So anytime, you know, you want to come back and, you know, share anything, you know, just, you know, drop me a line or, you know, get in contact with Alma because she knows the best way to get to me, too. And we'll definitely bring you back anytime.
And they're incredible. They're incredible. Can I give a shout-out?
Definitely.
Shout-out to Katie. Happy birthday, Katie. And big up to TC. It's my first step massive. And that's about it.
All right. With that, we want to say, you know, thank you again for calling in. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to Alma and to all of the queens of New York. I know we got our big pageant that I'm going
to
be helping her with this
year.
But I'm
touring, you know. So big shout-out to Alma and Papa Baskin, the queens of New York, for real.
That's it. Yep, definitely. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to Alma and to Pop Gaskins because we're going to be doing some big things this year. We're going to really have fun with this pageant this year. So for anyone that's listening, you know, we have a casting coming up on April the 6th up at the Restoration Plaza. You can contact me, Ronnie, for more details. You can contact my email at ronnie@eotmbuzzwire.com and send me a note if you want more information about the Miss Love Born pageant that will be happening June 8th, 2008. And with that, we'll say good night. And again, Dynamax, thank you for calling in. And everyone, have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
Hey, y'all. It's here. It's finally here. The buzz is here. What is the buzz?
ELTM Buzzwire Magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com. is a monthly magazine on the web.
Continuing with EOTM's mission to encourage, empower, and enlighten, Buzzwire Magazine at eotmbuzzwire.com will help bring entrepreneurs together, and connecting minds will increase networks to increase net worth.
Read EOTM Buzzwire Magazine each month at EOTMBuzzWire.com and stay enlightened and empowered.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, how to change, how to change. I'm telling you what's on my mind.
Truth is, I love you. Yes, I do.
Blog Talk Radio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.